Before we get started, if you haven't booked a free financial coaching call yet, now's the time to jump in.
We've just opened up our availability. That means you can pick a time that fits perfectly into your busy lifestyle.
We absolutely love these free calls because it's our opportunity to serve you right where you're at in your financial journey.
Think of this as your moment, a chance to lighten the load and focus on you. We'll chat about your unique financial situation, and you'll walk away with clear, actionable steps to take next.
Go to budgetbesties.com/free call to sign up for your spot now.
We're so excited to talk to you today about some very specific, relatable examples of what our clients are going through, the problems that they're facing, and how we help them solve, and what we all learned as a takeaway. When you're focused on getting out of debt, of saving money, of getting on a budget like you're doing right now, that's why you're listening, you need to hear these stories to hear what other people are going through and how they're solving it. It's going to encourage you. Yeah. It's going to help you to stay the course.
Yeah. So stay tuned for our lessons from the sessions. Do you make good money but have nothing to show for it?
Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck?
Do you have big dreams for your financial future?
Do you want to get debt free but you don't want to live on beans and rice?
Or you don't want to give up those pumpkin spice lattes?
Hey, it's okay if you don't already know how to budget or if you're using credit cards to get through the month.
Hey, it's okay if you want to seem like you have your finances all together or you're not on the same page with your spouse when it comes to finances.
We know what you're doing probably isn't working, but guess what? You're in the right place. We're Shayna
and Vanessa. We're best friends, business partners, and master financial coaches trained by Dave Ramsey. We've been in business since 2019, helping hundreds of amazing people like you create budgets, get out of debt, stop living paycheck to paycheck, and know exactly what to do with their money.
In this podcast, we'll share with you everything we know, plus everything we're working on with our clients so that you have the best chance at reaching your financial goals.
We want to help you take the guesswork out of your budget, improve your marriages, and even bring your kids in on the conversation.
We can help you no matter where you're at, whether you're the single mom who's never had $500 in her savings account or the millionaire who's paid off 4 real estate mortgages.
And we're not going to shy away from the tough love. We'll tell you what you need to hear and encourage you at the same time.
This is the Financial Coaching for Women podcast. Let's start this one off with my good buddies. These clients have made so much progress since they started, I think, in January. But what we really dove into this last session was setting their priority list because they came in guns a-blazing, ready to pay things off. Mm-hmm. He would get extra paychecks and they would just put it on credit cards between sessions and like, okay, good, great. Like they just were
ready. I guess that happened.
Yeah, I guess that's where that went, which is fine. But they just were so gung-ho and they did. They got credit card debt-free now, okay? So what else do they have going on? She has a little student loan. Praise God it's a little student loan because she's a nurse and you know how like people can really get a lot there.
Yeah.
And it's only like $6,000. So praise God for that. It's not much. And then their daughter got braces. And so that's like another $6,000 or something like that.
I can attest.
Which, by the way, they can pay in payments or they can pay it off. So guess what you think we're going to do? That's right. We're going to pay it off because we can't. So they have that. But oh, by the way, he's over here worrying that there's not enough in their emergency fund. They still have vehicle debt. They have a non-functioning water heater, among other things. By the way, vacation's coming up. They'll have Christmas. So they have so many things that they want to do with their money, that they need to do with their money. But we really had to sit down and say, this is the order. And let's really think this through. Because y'all, I'm not going to lie. I did try to sneak in the water heater before. I really was like, at least I wanted after they paid off the student loan to do the water heater. But they're like, nope, we're going to wait. So now their official new priority order that they decided on was we already paid off the credit cards. Now we're going to do the student loans and then we're going to pay off those braces. Then they want to put, I think we decided $30,000 in the bank for their fully funded emergency fund. Mm-hmm. She has a zero interest loan from her dad. So wait for her car. And he does something with taxes where he doesn't care that much about paying off his car. Whatever. So they're going to do that before their emergency fund fully funded before they worry about the vehicles. Mm-hmm. Then they're going to get a water heater. Praise God for that. I'm like, yes, you deserve water, girl. I'm so excited for your showers. And then we're going to start saving for vacation and for Christmas, which they're definitely going to sneak up on us. And then we talked about next year, once this is all done, hopefully they're all good with all of that. Then let's start investing the fully. And then maybe they'll want to pay a little extra on their cars.
I love how you laid out the plan for them. Because that is one thing that we love to do is because, you know, in the moment, you're like, oh, we can do this or we can do this. Or we can do this. And then things come up next month. Oh, maybe we'll do this. No, we're going to set a plan and we're going to stick to it. And we're going to just check them off as they go and keep that plan front and center.
Yeah.
Because you can let your emotions and the fun of paying all the things off. Maybe we'll put a little bit here and there. And so like, nope, keep it together.
Yeah. And I think for them, what's really great, they're such a great couple, is they work with each other. She's not as concerned about having this fully funded emergency fund. He is. And right. So she's making it a priority because what she wanted was those credit cards gone. So they're working together. And I think that's really sweet. And they're going to be so good. And one funny note from their session was they were deciding how much they could spend on plants for her porch. And he's so sweet. He's like, I loved how well you do that. Like, they're just loving on each other. And I know she wanted $250. And she was like, I'll just do $100. I'm like, girl, if you want the flowers, do the flowers. Like, you've done so much hard work. They're just staying so diligent to it. And she also gave me the trick on how she keeps them alive. Because that's my thing. I'm like, oh. She said, no, they last all summer. They last on my porch. And I'm like, really? That's amazing. And there was a really well-known secret called Miracle Grow. That's what I learned about. I'm like, oh, my mom used to use that.
My grandfather always gives me like the actual blue granules. I guess it's the concentrated version or whatever. And I remember one time he bought like a massive
lifetime supply.
Yes, a lifetime supply and generational supply of the barrel. And I never knew what it was as a kid. I just knew his hands were blue, the stuff was blue. And then someone's like, yeah, you can totally buy that at the store. And I'm like, what?
Oh, I thought it was just this magical bucket or barrel that my granddad had.
Yes. Oh goodness. So your clients are wonderful. I've loved hearing their journey and their story, and they're just continuing to mm-hmm. crush it. So I have a wonderful client who just started. She has a lot of anxiety around money. It took her we had a free call months ago. I want to say it was back, 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. And she just decided, I'm finally ready. I'm done trying to do this on my own because it's just not working. And so she signed up for coaching. And she wanted to start off with one spending account, right? So she was like, I'm just going to have one. It's so much easier.
Sure.
I just less debit cards and blah, blah. I'm like, I get it. That's totally fine. So then we bunched together the grocery, the gas, the restaurant, like everything into this one.
Still having to do math in your head, girl. Right.
And after a month, she was like, yeah, that didn't work. I'm like, really?
Brand new information.
Can't imagine why it didn't work. And she said, I'm just finding that we're spending so much money out to eat and on restaurants that trying to account for it in a spreadsheet or do math, like you said, outside of just tracking the bank account balance is way harder. And she doesn't have time. She's got kids. She, I believe, has one with special needs. Like, she has a lot going on. And so she just doesn't have the time. I'm telling her, like, you don't have the brain calories and nobody wants to have the time to do that. Even if you did have the time, I don't want you to spend it on that.
Nope.
And so the fix here is you're going to open another checking account strictly for restaurants because you are on the go. You have a lot going on. And so when you have the automatic transfer set up for the money to go in that account, that's the only thing you have to track.
Yeah. I love that because what she probably was thinking in her head is, I don't want to go through the hassle or the time to open up more than one account. It's going to be complicated. It's going to take me time. And then I'm going to be disorganized. Actually, the opposite is true. You are going to save yourself time mm-hmm. by having those extra accounts. You're going to be more organized. You're going to be less chaotic because what we're trying to solve for is not having 1,000 transactions in one account. And then you're still having to do the math. Like she said, this money is for restaurants and I've already spent, how much have I already spent? No, girl. Nope. But we do see that a lot. People are a little hesitant in the beginning to set up all of the accounts because they think that's unnecessary. It's too much. It's too complicated, too many accounts, whatever. Nope. It's not. It's better. Trust us.
It is better. And it does make it streamlined. And I think that if people can just understand, they can just get the process done, set it up. Okay. And then, all you have to do is label your little debit cards. I think the most debit cards I think somebody has in their wallet is 3 if they have a gas and groceries, if they do have a restaurant and they have their own personal pocket money. That's really it because you don't care the debit card or the debit card for the bills on you. And so it is really easy to track. And we have a running joke with my clients with the husbands. We're like, okay, how can we make it as simple and easy for the husbands as possible? Like, how can we make it fail-proof for them?
I was going to say, that's really the trick. How can we make them not mess it up? Love them. No, and it's not just them. It's just if they're on the call. It's always somebody who's, whoops, I accidentally took the bill's debit card. It's like, how? How can we?
Why was it available to be taken?
Where can we block it away? I'm going to play hide and seek with that card. We'll get right back to the show, but we wanted to give you a heads up right now that our signature budget template and course is available.
Guys, it is simple, easy to use, and pretty. Plus, it comes with walkthrough videos and special trainings that teach you exactly how to budget.
We're going to teach you the exact systems we use with our clients to get out of debt, to set up the savings buckets, to create the bills account, and to know exactly what's going on with your paychecks, and so much more.
So if you're new to budgeting, our system will help you get started easily.
And if you're a budget nerd like us, this system is about to become your new best friend, your new obsession, because it's the exciting, game-changing upgrade to your budget that you need right now.
So head on over to budgetbesties.com/budget. Now let's jump back to today's show.
Speaking of clients, that's the only transition I got, girl. Okay. And actually, it's funny. She texted us this morning and said she was going to catch up on episodes. Maybe she'll hear this at some point. But she's a pharmacist. And she was at a job with where this woman took her under her wing and had her paying a lot on her student loans immediately. And the program was allowing it to be pre-tax and all that kind of stuff. It was a super cool program. She changed jobs. And that program's no longer available. So now, which is fine because now she's in coaching and she's doing really good. So she can take ownership herself. And she was going to try to keep doing that same pace. So here she's got some other debt that she needed to clean up. But she was putting mostly all of her focus on her student loans. So now she changes jobs. She doesn't have that same program. But her dad said, I will match everything that you put into it, which is incredible. Until we found out that he wasn't going to do it this month, or he wasn't quite yet. And when we talk about investing, and even if you're in debt and they might have a match, we're like, we're never going to give away free money. We're going to try as hard as we can to make the budget make that happen. And that was the mindset with the student loans, because they're significant. She's a pharmacist, and there's a lot. And
there's a lot of school.
There's a lot of debt. And her minimum payment is not a joke. It's like $1,300. So that's a lot for a young professional. So when dad said, hold on, because they're moving or something, it wasn't a good time. So now the closing thing that we talked about was she needs to evaluate whether she's going to keep putting, she had $1,000 a paycheck going toward her student loan. So she was paying extra. She felt really good about that. She knew it was buying down that balance. And now we'll see what she says when she comes back, because she's going to have to decide, okay, we can stay at the minimum with that, instead pay off the credit cards, which is what I always wanted to do. It was just hard to not take that money if it was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And her employer already had her on that other program. But really, the credit card debt is the smaller one that's going to get you more back in your budget. And then you can really tackle the student loans as the last standing annoying debt.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most fun things. If we can show people how much money they're going to get back in their budget when they pay off those small, even if they're small petty debts, right?
Yes.
But it's because they're paying so much in minimum payments. If we add all that up, I just showed a lady, I said, if you pay these three things off, it's $3,500 back in your budget each month. And she was like, what? And so then we did the math of how much that equates over a year. And then she was like, that's the number I need to take back and tell my husband, because that's what's going to make him want to do something about it. And I was like, oh, so if you can domino effect that and go, okay, this is how much I'm going to get back each month. This is how much it is over years. And you can just really see how much money you can save if you just knock it out and pay it off first.
Yeah. And I love this client. We were just talking on another podcast about how women don't see themselves as smart and successful as they actually are. We can see it. So she's very smart. She's so smart. And she just texted this morning. She said, can we move our session back a day after payday so that I can try to do this all by myself? And I was like, yes, girl, you go, girl. And so she's just in this transition period, you know, when you're trying to figure out your finances, and she's ready to just take ownership. And one way that we know that she is there, she is ready, is when she started, she was eating out all the time. She had to borrow. She sometimes couldn't, like one time, I think she had to go out and she couldn't pay for it. So she had to have somebody else pay for it. And now she automatically transfers to her restaurant budget and she has it always available. I said, you'll never have that happen to you again. I know how hard that must have been. And now her and her bestie at work have decided that they're only going out once on payday, and then they don't eat out anymore at all otherwise. And
that's a fun time to go.
It is like a fun lunch because they work together. And I was like, that is, and they came up with that all on their own. And so she's doing so good. And it's just, it's really fun to see those like self.
Yeah. It's just when you make those decisions on your own, that the goal, the plan that you have set is more important than just blowing your money on restaurants. It's really good. All right. So we're going to wrap it up with my last client. So they are used to having an abundance of money, okay, and being able to eat out whatever they want, being able to provide for their kids however they want, take big fancy vacations, the big house, all the things. This is something that they're just accustomed to. Life has changed in a couple of years, and so they're strapped right now for cash. And she is a business owner. What I didn't know was that they were behind on their taxes for 5 years, okay? And it's something that we had talked about when they first started coaching. And I said, how far back are you? How soon can you get this done? What does that look like? And we had thought things were moving along and the taxes were getting paid. that kind of wasn't the case. And then this year, the IRS finally said, we really need you to pay up on your taxes. And they had the IRS put out a number that they really wanted them to pay immediately. Luckily, they found a tax attorney that told them that they have some payment plans, get that all set up. But guys, a lot of our clients own businesses. If you are a business owner, my main lesson from this session for this is to pay your taxes. We work with a lot of our clients to get them ahead. So our goal is to get you paying ahead so that way you're always the year ahead or you're in the year. You're never going to be behind. And, and right now we're digging a lot of our clients out of this hole of, hey, I'm still working on 19, 20, 21, 22, 23 taxes. Those have filed. If you haven't filed, gosh, please get that up to date. If anything, get that started. File your taxes. And then let's start paying, dumping all the money that you have on all the previous year's taxes. So that way you can get ahead. We actually organize people's business finances, like how we do their personal budget. And it blows their mind. I did the math the other day with a client on the phone. And I said, if you save 15% of your business income towards your tax account, this whole year, you're going to put around $40,000 in that account. And every year previously, he's only owed around $18,000 to $20,000. So he's not only going to be able to pay, I think he's on 2022 right now, but he's going to be able to pay for 2023. And then next year is when he's going to be on time and ahead. Mm-hmm. So it's just keeping that mindset that money that you're putting for taxes, even though it may feel like it's more or extra than you have to, it's going to catch you up.
Absolutely. And the ideal would be you never get behind because once you're, I just had my client describe it as a monkey on his back and he just wanted to get the tax monkey off his back. And that's how it feels. So you can get ahead and you can just, it's tough. But once you get used to not living on that 15%, you will totally be fine. And you'll be able to keep that tax monkey off your back.
And you're going to have to adjust your personal income. Like you're going to have to adjust that. But like Shana said, once you can get used to adjusting your personal lifestyle so that way you can put that money aside, that way you can live more comfortably later, it's going to feel so much better.
All right. We hope that served you. We hope that you got something from that. And maybe you see yourself a little bit in one or many of our clients. And we'll see you next time.
Hey, if you found value in this podcast and you're ready to go deeper, here are some ways we can connect.
First, go ahead and take the leap. Book a free 20-minute financial coaching call with us. This is your chance to ask questions, to get personalized advice, and start mapping out your financial journey for free. It's on us. We're treating you. Just hop on a call, chat with you for 20 minutes. It's going to be great.
Next, join our supportive Facebook group where you can connect with other like-minded people who are trying to figure out this budget thing just like you.
Or if you want to take it to the next level, grab our signature budget template. You've heard us talk about it. It's a game changer for organizing and optimizing your finances. It's practical, user-friendly, and it's the perfect tool, girl, to start making real progress.
And if you're ready to get serious about your finances and you know you need the accountability, sign up for financial coaching. Guys, this is the one-on-one hand-holding that you know you need. Let's be honest, guys. If you're going to do it on your own, you would have done it already. So that's what we're here for.
Yes.
And hey, if today's conversation sparked a new idea or inspired a change in you, why not share that spark? Tell a friend about the podcast and leave us a review on iTunes.
Your words could be the nudge that someone else needs to start their journey towards financial freedom. And by the way, as we say goodbye, remember your financial journey, your well-being isn't just about numbers. It's about all the peace, the joy, the lack of stress that it's going to bring into your life. So you've got this, and we're here to support you every step of the way.